the German Wings co-pilot.
He rehearsed the crash on his previous flight.
Tough new water restrictions in California.
This is desperate times approach.
Questionable and expensive drugs for veterans.
I think you're seeing the modern day version of snake oil salesman.
School bus driver locks the doors.
The kids are crying. He's actually driving away. How do I take on the bus?
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. The co-pilot who crashed Germanwings Flight 4525 into the French Alps in March apparently tried a dress rehearsal on the front end of that trip. Let's go live to the foreign desk in London, CBS's Vicky Barker.
French investigators say the Germanwings co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz, put the Airbus into a controlled descent five times in 4.5 minutes during the first leg of the flight from Dusseldorf to Barcelona, apparently when left alone in the cockpit.
This man was capable of actually bringing the aircraft down at that moment, and for whatever reasons, he chose to do it on the second leg.
CBS News transportation analyst Mark Rosenkerr says the descents would have been so gentle, no one would have noticed. It was on the return leg from Barcelona to Dusseldorf that Lubitz locked the cockpit and crashed the plane, killing all 150 on board. Peter?
Tough times in California, where every drop of water is precious. The unprecedented drought there has now brought unprecedented water restrictions to the Golden State. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is in Los Angeles.
After nearly 10 hours of discussions.
All in favor.
Aye. Aye.
California's Water Resources Board gave its approval.
I hear no opposition, so it carries.
The vote paves the way for drastic cutbacks in water use, cutbacks that will vary from city to city, anywhere from 8% to 36%. Felicia Marcus heads the Water Resources Board.
This is not an easy thing to do. We know we're not asking people to do things that are easy.
The reductions were first ordered last month by California Governor Jerry Brown.
People should realize we're in a new era. The idea of your nice little green grass getting lots of water every day, that's going to be a thing of the past.
The cutbacks go into effect on June 1st. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The CBS News investigation has found that veterans are being prescribed ineffective drugs that cost taxpayers millions of dollars.
What we're finding here is really this is tantamount to, you know, insurance fraud, healthcare insurance fraud on a large scale.
Major General Richard Thomas is also a doctor. He oversees the military health benefits system and says that drug salespeople are circumventing the system.
Some of the patients aren't even being seen by physicians now. They're going directly to some patients. They're getting medications billed to TRICARE without a physician's intervention.
Correspondent Jim Axelrod first reported the story on the CBS Evening News.
They punch in their TRICARE number, and they can get pain creams and scar creams sent to them within days or weeks at no cost to them because TRICARE, the military health benefit system, is charged, and in some cases, charged for a one-month supply up to $25,000.
An Arizona school bus driver is in hot water for locking up students inside his bus. CBS's Heather Bosch has more.
Surveillance video from the bus shows the driver refusing to let elementary school kids off at their stop because they're too rowdy. But the kids get louder, some crying for their parents just outside. One parent tries to open the bus door. The driver yells,
"You break that door, you're going to be buying a new one. Your kid will get off the bus when I'm done with him."
The driver takes off. A panicked parent calls 911.
He's actually driving away.
Okay, with
all our kids.
Adam.
He's got all our kids on the bus.
He was taking them to talk with the principal, but the driver was put on administrative leave. He's since resigned. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
In Baltimore, a police officer arrested in the Freddie Gray case says he wants prosecutors to produce the knife they say was street legal. The state's attorney disputes his claim that Gray was carrying an illegal switchblade. Prince has announced that he'll put on a Rally for Peace concert Sunday in Baltimore, some proceeds to benefit youth programs. Concert goers are being asked to wear gray. It's not quite what the White House and congressional Democrats wanted, but the Senate and House have finally agreed on a budget. CBS News Capitol Hill correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
It's the first time both houses of Congress have agreed on a spending framework in 6 years. It's the first balanced budget since 2001. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune.
The American people expect their Congress and their government to do the very thing that they have to do, and that's to live within its means.
But the GOP budget makes such deep cuts to social programs that Democrat Chuck Schumer calls it a right-wing fantasy land.
It's so out of touch with America, they will never, thank God, implement it.
This non-binding blueprint will allow the GOP to skirt Senate filibuster rules for a bill that repeals Obamacare. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
With Mike Huckabee now officially in the race, a CBS News New York Times poll shows the former Arkansas governor as among the top Republican presidential contenders with voters. Just under half of those surveyed say they'd consider voting for him, Florida Senator Marco Rubio and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. An NFL player is at the center of a high-profile revenge porn case involving his girlfriend, nude pictures allegedly sent to her friends and family. Here's CBS's Dan Revive.
Former New York Jets linebacker Jermaine Cunningham could face up to 5 years in prison if convicted on all counts, says CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
We have this revenge porn, which is really an invasion of privacy third degree in New Jersey. We also have criminal mischief, that is, he destroyed her clothes. And by the way, there was also a gun that was confiscated in his car.
Cunningham due for a court hearing today in Elizabeth, New Jersey, that state the first to have a so-called revenge porn law. 16 other states now also make it a crime to post, without a person's permission, photos of him or her naked. Dan Revive, CBS News.
An important test for a next-generation human spacecraft. It's happening this morning at Cape Canaveral. SpaceX will test a launch escape system, which would quickly pull its Dragon capsule away from an exploding rocket.
It's going to be a short test. I can hold my breath the entire time, probably. The
SpaceX Mission Assurance Vice President Hans Koenigsmann says it should last about a minute and a half from liftoff to splashdown. The Dragon's expected to take astronauts to the International Space Station starting in about 2 years. Russia's space agency says an unmanned cargo ship that didn't make it to the space station last week should burn up in the atmosphere sometime Friday. That Progress ship tumbled out of control shortly after reaching orbit. A late bloomer with a classic role in the movie The Wedding Singer has died at 101 years old. Here's CBS's Bill Whitney.
Actress Ellen Albertini Dow was in her 70s when she had her first on-screen role. In the movie The Wedding Singer, she stole the show with her rendition of Rapper's Delight.
I said hip-hop, I hip-to-the-hip-to-the-hip-hip-hop. You don't stop the rock to the bang-bang boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat.
Dow appeared on TV in episodes of Seinfeld, ER, and Will and Grace, often playing feisty old ladies. One of her last appearances was in New Girl at the age of 99. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
The Florida hostage situation ends thanks to pizza. A woman being held captive by her boyfriend convinced him to let her order a pizza with her smartphone. She included a message in the comments section asking the pizza people to call for help. They did. She and her children are fine. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, May 6th, 2015. I'm Peter King, CBS News.